I thank you, Mr. Chair, for this opportunity to negotiate and finalize the matters on collective rights. The Declaration recognized in its preamble the existence of a special relationship and interaction between peasants and other people working in rural areas to land and water, nature to which they are bound and dependent on for their livelihoods. This relationship is individual and collective. Therefore, it is consistent with the object and purpose of the draft declaration, which is that rights relating to land and other natural resources be recognized as collective human rights. The established rights are aimed at ensuring the minimum necessary for the survival of the community when they are necessary to protect the dignity of its members. Therefore, the right to be protected from arbitrary displacement, the return to land, and for access to the resources needed to enjoy adequate living conditions be returned to them when they have been arbitrarily or illegally deprived of them, for example, is set forth. The recognition of these rights corresponds to the way in which peasants' communities develop, especially regarding the use, access, and management of its resources, since for the most part they are defined socially and organized collectively. Land, for example, can be granted tenure and ownership for peasants' communities in Indonesia. The use, access, and management of natural resources in many parts of the world are also economically organized through cooperatives or collective economy institutions. This also helps to understand why certain violations of human rights are themselves collective. For example, in practice, expropriation, forced evictions, and displacement in rural areas target the community as a whole and not solely an individual. Guaranteeing peasant communities access to their resources and the right to participate in their exploitation and decide on internal and local affairs related to their management strengthens the enjoyment of the economic, social, cultural, and political development of the community. Conversely, an approach exclusively based on individual rights could contribute to anti-democratic practices within communities, which again would defeat the object and purpose of the draft declaration. Therefore, in the current declaration, if we see it more clearly, individual rights and collective rights are very inclusive and they contribute to each other, not contradicting. Moreover, it is not addressed to the peasants' community and other people working in areas as a whole. If it's not addressed to the peasant community and other people working in rural areas as a whole, states could not comply with their obligations to respect, protect, and ensure the enjoyment of the above-mentioned rights. I thank you, Mr. Chair.